Hey, I'm Sheena, former miserable corporate attorney turned full-time calligrapher and creative entrepreneur. I used to feel like I was living my life for other people, and now I am more true to myself than ever. And each week, I'm sharing a short but powerful lesson that I've learned on that journey. So if you're looking for a way to get more creativity and possibility into your life, you're so in the right place. Let's dive right in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Sheena Show. I want to talk about something today that I think is this huge myth that keeps so many people from actually going into business, starting to sell their calligraphy, even venturing into that world of entrepreneurship. And it just is this big veil that makes a lot of people think, oh, that's like, it's completely out of the question for me. Totally not possible. I'm not even going to consider it. And I know that this myth exists. I know it because I used to believe it. And thinking back on this, that seems extraordinary that I would have believed this, but I'm going to walk through it and, kind of try to uncover it. And then hopefully it'll, become more clear and you won't feel quite so alone. The reason I feel like it's so important to kind of debunk this myth and lift this veil is because I really firmly believe that going into business of some kind, and we're going to talk about how that can look different for you, depending on what your goals are and what you want to get out of it. But I really, truly believe that stepping into entrepreneurship, if that's something that interests you, and if you're listening to this podcast, probably it does, it is this way of empowering yourself. We all live in this capitalist society, right? It's not going away anytime soon. So the more, I firmly believe this, the more women, people of color, queer people, people on the margins, the more of us can learn how to use some of these tools of capitalism. And a lot of that means business, and open up this sense that, oh, I know how to wield some of the levers here. I know how to take care of myself. I have a bit more freedom and control and power here than I might think. The more of us that can believe that, the damn better it is for society. So this is what's kind of fueling this episode today. And I am also wanting you to believe this because if you do, and if this is something you want to go after, I am teaching you how to do it. So I'm going to tell you way more details at the end of the episode, but just know for now, I am selling my Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course for the very first time separately. If you're listening to this podcast as it comes out, it's open. The doors are open from October 16th through the 21st, 2023. It's $497 US. And I am adding to it, included with it, no extra charge. I'm adding a Launch Your Profitable Product Bootcamp that I'm going to teach live. It's an amazing value. I don't know if I will sell this separately again. It will certainly not be this low of a price. If this is something that you've been kind of dreaming of, curious about, please go check that out at crookedcalligraphy.com/business and see if this might be finally the thing that gets you to actually do it, okay? Because here is the myth that is holding so many of us, I think, back from even venturing into this world. The myth is that entrepreneurship, business ownership, is not for you. It's this mysterious talent that some people are born with or born into. And I remember wholeheartedly believing this myself, that it just was not for me. Nope, I'm not an entrepreneur. That it's not in my bones. It doesn't come to me. I'm not good at it. No way. I can never do it. I believe that my entire life until I was basically 35 years old. And I believed it even though my parents are entrepreneurs. My parents, who immigrated from Korea, don't speak very good English, but went to amazing universities and are incredibly smart people, but who never owned businesses. My father was like a history professor before he came to the U.S. My mom was a school teacher and artist, so they never, you know, studied business either, but they came to the U.S. and they kind of had to open a business. It was the one of the very few roads available to them to bring in an income. So they did it, and they've been business owners like my entire life. They're retired now, but growing up, I watched them build their business. And yet, I still felt like entrepreneurship was this great big thing that just was not for me. And it seems a little crazy just given how successful I've been in entrepreneurship now and how deeply I identify now as an entrepreneur. But if I think about it, it does kind of make sense. We have this kind of this view of business owners, especially in the United States, as these sort of larger than life, almost godlike genius figures that are just different from us normal folk, right? Think Steve Jobs, think Elon Musk, the Carnegies, whatever, the titans of industry, right, that we kind of look up to here in the United States. There's this kind of, you know, myth, this sort of, you know, mold that they fit. Maybe, you know, visionary, dropped out of college because, you know, it just, they couldn't be bound by that kind of structure. They don't really care what people think. They're like very outside of societal norms, kind of an asshole, but brilliant, you know, that kind of myth, like that Steve Jobs kind of character, we tend to see as like, okay, that's what business is. That's what entrepreneurship is. It's huge corporations. It's investment by venture capitalists. It's, you know, going on the stock market and having executive teams. Like, that's business. And when we view business like that, then of course it seems like, well, that's not within my reach. I can't do that. I am a normal person, you know, like me. I was an avid rule follower, anxious, worrier, hated talking to new people. I liked to blend in. I didn't come up with like grand new ideas. I just, you know, I liked to consume and watch TV. Like, none of this I thought was, you know, ripe material for entrepreneurship. And I see this so much in my calligraphy students and my business students, this sense of like, I never thought this was open to me. And I just want to say, like, I hear you and I totally get where that comes from. And I want to bust that myth that, you know, entrepreneurship is this sort of godlike talent that is only bestowed on the few, usually white men, by the way, and that, you know, it's not for you, maybe a normal person. I want to bust that by telling you that business and selling and entrepreneurship are absolutely skills that you can develop, just like calligraphy. Let that sink in for a second, right? If you can believe that learning how to sell, learning how to be an entrepreneur, learning all this stuff about business, that that is something that you can practice, learn from a teacher, you know, look at other inspiration, dedicate some, you know, your time and energy to, just like, you know, playing the piano or learning how to, you know, oil paint or speak on stage. It's a skill. Once you can kind of let that seep in, then that opens the, you know, opens a little crack in the door. Like, oh, okay, if that's something that I can work on and get mentorship on and get guidance and really practice and develop, if I can step into that and become the kind of person that is an entrepreneur, if that's possible, oh, then maybe I can do it. And this is what I love to do, is open that sense of possibility, because that was done for me. I saw the sense of possibility because other entrepreneurs and business owners who were ahead of me were willing to talk to me when I was, you know, first trying to figure this all out, when I had quit my law job and didn't think that I could do business at all. So I want to get into a really concrete example, and I hope that this kind of lands for you. I see this so much in, again, like the, you know, students of mine who take my calligraphy courses and they get good at calligraphy and they're like, ooh, okay, I mean, maybe I could start selling stuff. Or, you know, people who even reach out to me on Instagram saying, you know, asking for business help. I see this pattern happen so many times. You know, someone does calligraphy, they'll say like, well, you know, I put some stuff up on Etsy, or, you know, I posted it on IG, or I emailed some people about it in my network and like, no one bought. You know, I tried selling stuff and no one bought. Does that sound familiar, right? Some of you might be out there nodding your heads like, oh yeah, I have tried to sell some things and like, oh, I didn't really get very many bites and it was kind of humiliating and I was embarrassed and I never tried again. Some of you might be out there thinking like, that is my worst nightmare. And this is why I'm not going into business, because I can't stand, you know, stand that happening. How am I going to feel about myself? I'm going to tell you, it's so normal. It happened to me. I mean, this is kind of, you got to learn the ropes, right? And this is a very normal, you know, first experience that you learn so much from. But I want to walk you through sort of a thought exercise here. And let's try and dissect this a little bit. So say, you know, there's a calligrapher who has been practicing calligraphy, puts, you know, a product out on Etsy, no one buys. Why do you think, if I just told you that, in your head, think of some reasons. Why didn't that thing sell? Why didn't people buy the product? Now, I bet that a lot of you are thinking stuff like, okay, say it was yours. Say it was your product, right? You put something on Etsy. It's something in calligraphy. You put it on Etsy. No one bought it. What reasons would you come up with for why no one bought it? Why didn't it sell? I'm going to bet that you're thinking stuff like, well, my calligraphy probably wasn't good enough, you know, and like, I don't know, the market seems pretty saturated. There's a lot of calligraphers selling stuff. And, you know, I bet no one wants to buy this. And, you know, the economy's, nobody has money these days. And I suck. That's why my product didn't sell. I laugh because this is so familiar to me and I've heard this from my students, and like, I bet there's some of you out there going like, yeah, that's probably what I would think. Okay. So I'm going to tell you the real reasons why that thing probably didn't sell. Now, I'm going to start off with first the product itself. That's important, of course, right? And I spent the whole last episode of the Sheena Show walking you through the CUD formula that I came up with for how to choose a product that will sell and be irresistible and be profitable. So of course, that's part of it. Sometimes there's a product that's just, it's just so new and amazing and compelling and different that it just kind of sells itself. I should have thought of an example before I went to record this podcast, but maybe you can think of one at home. I don't know, maybe like Spanx when they first came out, like really good shapewear, like new technological innovations, right? Sometimes the product just sells itself. Sometimes the product really does need some tweaking and some refining, right? And so that can totally happen. But in the majority of cases, when it comes to something like calligraphy, it's probably a product that like people have tried to sell before, you've seen other people sell. So the reason it didn't sell, just put a big X mark through all those things that you maybe came up with in your head, like I suck and my calligraphy is, you know, bad and nobody wants to buy this. Here I'm going to tell you the real reasons why it didn't sell. Number one, no one actually saw it. Or saw it enough or long enough to pay attention to it. Number two, nobody like really understood it or saw the value in it. Number three, people didn't see the need to act now. That's it. That's like those three, believe it or not, those three simple categories are like the vast majority of why something doesn't sell. So let's go a little bit deeper. Number one, people just didn't see it or didn't see it long enough to really like pay attention. That's awareness. I know you've heard this so many times before, you know, bantered about, but like, you know, people need to see things 7 times, 15 times, 21 times. I don't know what the exact amount is. I don't know if there's like an actual study on it, but I know it's true that people need to see something a number of times, so many times before they actually stop and pay attention. It might scroll by, it might just be in their unconscious, you know, and then finally the 7th time they're like, oh, that again, maybe I should look at that. Okay. Awareness. So many beginning calligraphy business owners just don't put it out there enough. They're afraid of bothering people. They don't want to repeat themselves. They don't want to be obnoxious. So they just don't put it out enough. Okay. So number one reason, awareness. Number two, the customer, potential customers, didn't like understand the product really or see the value in it. So this has to do with marketing. And here's where I really want to make a distinction. Like so many beginning calligraphers, if something doesn't sell, they immediately jump to the quality of the product itself, which usually translates to the quality of themselves, right? Because we tend to attach our worthiness to this, and that's so easy to do. Another podcast topic, but they tend to go to the product and say, oh, this, it sucks. You know, it's me. Like, what can I do to make this better? And so many times it's not the product, it's the marketing of the product. The marketing of the product is a whole separate skill that you can learn that's separate from the product itself. It's how you showcase the product, what kind of photos you take, the context you put it in, the way you talk about it, the way that you try and understand what your customer is looking for, or maybe the gaps in their life or what they really desire. How would your product fit into their life and solve some problem for them or fill a gap? It's communicating the value of the thing in a way that where you're really trying to understand your potential customer and have compassion and empathy and really get in deep to their feelings and their true deep wants. That's marketing. And that's a skill. It's a skill that I know it's a skill because I've learned it. I didn't know how to do this when I first started my business. And I through trial and error and reading books and joining courses and working with mentors and having business coaches and joining masterminds, all of this I just learned and talking to my customers and my students and asking, why didn't you buy? Why did you buy? All of this, I learned how to be a good marketer. And I'm telling you that you can learn this too. It's not about you sucking or your product not being good enough. It's, did you give that product a really good push, right? A really good presentation. Did you put as much of your effort and skill and practice into the marketing side of it as you did into the creation of the product? And it feels really uncomfortable at first because it's new. But if you take this, you know, belief that, okay, business, marketing, selling, Sheena says this is a skill that I can just get better at and practice and get better at. If you take that attitude, then you can learn it and it can become fun. Okay, third thing, the customer, potential customer didn't see a need to act now. So that is sales. Sales and marketing often get confused, you know, the terminology, but sales is really the structure around that makes it actually like the customer actually push the buy button, right? How is your product? How is your offer structured? What tools can you use? What sales psychology can you use to kind of eliminate the obstacles to buying and to make it easy and to really incentivize acting now? That's sales. And these are learnable skills as well. Adding things like urgency and deadlines and, you know, pricing incentives and scarcity, like there's only a few left, and exclusivity, eliminating even like small obstacles so that it becomes very easy for a person to buy. This is all stuff. Again, it's a skill that you can learn. So just to summarize, that part. If you've ever put something out into the world and it didn't sell, and your immediate assumption was, well, it wasn't good enough and I suck and nobody wants to buy it and no one has money and this is never going to work. I'm here to tell you that's so probably not true. Of course, you can always work on your craft and that's always fun to do and you should always be growing, right, with your craft of calligraphy. But I'm telling you, so the vast majority of the time, the reason that people didn't buy is because of awareness, marketing, or sales. They didn't see it or pay attention to it. They didn't understand it and see the value in it, or they just didn't see the need to act right now. And doesn't that make it feel like, okay, so much more doable? Wow, maybe I can learn these things and put them in place and actually do it differently next time. That is what it is to learn a skill and become better at it. So I just want to close by saying, like, let's rethink business. It doesn't have to be this huge, behemoth, complicated, take over your whole life kind of thing. Business, if you get down to it, is just, it's just an exchange of value. Women have been doing this since like ancient times. I'm picturing like hunter-gatherers where, you know, maybe a woman had like something, some skill she was good at, you know, weaving baskets or whatever. And she thought, okay, I can share this. I'm really good at this. I'm going to share it. Somebody else will really want it and get value out of it. And they're going to give me something back of value. It's so natural. And we are so capable of it. Even if you think, or you maybe thought, used to think before this episode, that business was this mythical thing that was not open to you. So you can really make it look the way you want. You can have a seasonal business. You can have a part-time business. You can have a business you work on only on the weekends. You can have a business where you teach calligraphy workshops every other weekend. And imagine, you know, being able to do that and craft something for yourself where you can bring in an extra few hundred dollars or an extra few thousand dollars a month, depending on how you want it to go, where you can grow and learn things about yourself and start to push open this door of possibility that, like, wow, I can kind of make my way in the world. I am not powerless here when it comes to money and making a living for myself. There are things I can do. I have agency here. That is the power of business for me. I don't think I'm ever going to go back because now I know that it's like suddenly realizing you have all the tools. Like all the tools to shape things the way you want it to be. And of course, it doesn't always go perfectly and it's not always la-di-da. It's hard and you have to work through a lot of uncomfortable stuff. You have to work through fear and ego and pick yourself back up again. And it can be so, so rewarding. And so many people get so many different things out of it. So I hope the goal here is just to get you to think, oh my God, maybe this is possible for me. Maybe this is something that I can start to really consider, because obviously you're pulled to it, right? If my story resonates with you at all, my story of, my God, I was on such a straight and narrow path and I worked this prestigious job high up in a glass tower and I was so unhappy and I had so little agency over my own life and I just kind of did whatever people told me to do. And now I am so different. I've taken a hold of my own life and so much of that has come from entrepreneurship. If this story resonates with you, I want to invite you to explore that curiosity. And if you were thinking, okay, I think this is possible for me. I need a teacher. I want guidance. I want somebody to walk me through. I want to have accountability. I need something to kind of spur me into like, okay, this is the time to do it now. Here's where I'm going to tell you all the details about my Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course, plus the Launch Your Profitable Product Bootcamp that I'm teaching live. All right. So all of the details are at crookedcalligraphy.com/business. If you want to go check that out, I will link it in the show notes. But basically, the Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course has all the information you need to explore potential revenue streams, price your calligraphy in a way that is profitable, and kind of forecast that all out, build up your portfolio in the most efficient way. Take your own photography, do your own branding in a way that doesn't require, you know, complicated software or paying a graphic designer. It's how to network and find clients. So, and how to make your business like financially and legally legit. I'm talking permits, licenses, insurance, bookkeeping, all of that. So it really is, I mean, it's just all the information you need. Plus, the Launch Your Profitable Product Bootcamp that I'm teaching live from October 22nd to the 30th. So basically that last week in October, we're going to go through this together live. This is more of an action plan. It's a 7-day, like I tell you every day, okay, watch this video, do this assignment. And then next day we work on, you know, another piece of it. Watch this video, work on this assignment. Parts of it are just watching things that are in the Calligraphy Biz Starter Guide course. A lot of it is brand new material that I haven't taught ever. I'm going to do live Q&A sessions so that if you have questions, you can ask them and I will give you my honest, detailed responses and advice. We're going to have a Facebook group where you can kind of share what you're brainstorming, share your struggles, ask questions. It's the whole point is to get you into action. Imperfect, messy, but finally just do it and put it out there, action. Because if I know y'all, if you're anything like me, I want to get you past the overthinking, the spiraling, the, oh, how do I do this right? The, you know, I meant to do that thing 3 months ago and somehow I just haven't gotten to it yet because it's so uncomfortable and I need guidance. That, we're going to bypass all of that. So the whole point of this Launch Your Profitable Product Bootcamp is to get your product out in time for the holiday season. I'm going to show you exactly how to pick a product, price it, list it, whether you have very low software, tech software, or if you're more high tech, how to talk about your product and market it, how to build in the sales psychology so people actually feel compelled to buy right now. I'm going to show you all of that and we're going to do it together. And this is like, I don't know when I'm ever going to do this again, if ever. I don't know if I'm going to teach this live again. And the Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course comes with this Launch Your Profitable Product Bootcamp. And together, it's just $497. It's like an insanely low price. I know $500 may seem at first blush like, oh, that's a lot of money. Until you think about what investing that $500 gets you in the long run. The knowledge of business, the shortcutting, it took me like 4 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars in investment to learn this stuff, and I'm passing it on to you. Just the way that it'll help you grow and come into a new identity that's a little bit more powerful. It's when you think of it like that, and you know, not to mention, that's not even, I haven't even mentioned the income earning opportunity that you will have for the rest of your life knowing this knowledge. When you think of it like that, $500 is like nothing, and I know it, and the price will go up next time. So really, this is the way that I like to kind of come out with new things that I'm teaching. I like to come out with a nice kind of, you know, reasonable price, doable price that I feel good about, that my students feel like, oh, that was such a good value. And then I build my confidence, I teach it, I raise the price. All this to say, it's an incredible value. I hope you'll come and join if you have any interest in this whatsoever. If you already have the Calligraphy Biz Starter Guide course, because you're a student of mine and you bought the Pro Calligrapher Bundle, or maybe you bought it, you know, you're a calligraphy student of mine and you bought it separately, you get the bootcamp for free. Because I like to do that for my students. So crookedcalligraphy.com/business, the Calligraphy Biz Starter Guide course with the bootcamp is on sale until this Saturday, October 21st. And then we're going to go straight into the bootcamp on October 22nd, Sunday. I hope you'll come join me and just discover what's possible for you. Yeah, I'm really excited. Okay, I will see you next time. Bye, y'all.
Oh, you're still here. That's awesome. That means that you like the show, right? Thank you for listening to the end. And I want to ask you a really quick favor. Could you take 2 seconds right now, literally right now, to just leave a rating on this podcast. And if you're feeling extra generous, write a one sentence review. It really helps more people like you to find this show. You are awesome. I'll see you next time.